Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley has announced that rather than seek a judge's position in this year's election, he will run for re-election next year. He is the voice and face behind the legal proceedings that occurred after David Sweat and Richard Matt escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility last June.
My name is Andrew Wiley, the Clinton County District Attorney. At this time, we'd just like to report on the court appearance relative to the matter of the people versus David Sweat.
Although the manhunt lasted 6 weeks, the legal aftermath stretched until this February. District Attorney Andrew Wiley prosecuted surviving escapee Sweat and former prison employees Joyce Mitchell and Gene Palmer. Two judges are retiring this year in Clinton County. Court Judge Patrick McGill will leave the bench at the end of the year, as will surrogate court judge Kevin Ryan. There had been speculation that Wiley would run to replace Judge McGill, but Thursday the district attorney indicated he will instead seek his fourth term as DA in November 2017, saying in a prepared statement, quote, "I am honored to have been considered as a candidate to succeed Judge McGill. I have the utmost respect for the judiciary, but serving as the top prosecutor in this county has been ingrained within me, and I am resolved to continue to serve this county in my present capacity," unquote. Wiley did not immediately reply to requests for comment. Clinton County Republican Committee Chair Don McBrayer notes that it's still early and doesn't know anyone in his party yet who is thinking of challenging the 10-year incumbent.
Personally, I think he's been a good DA, and I think he's done well in that job, and I don't know of any Republicans interested at this point. That could change at any minute, but at the moment, we're not aware of any.
McBrayer admits he was surprised that Wiley has opted not to seek a judgeship.
We believed he was going to run for the county judge, or at least I thought he would consider it. And I'm surprised in that I would imagine the DA job is a tough job. And you wonder, with the demands it has, if it was something he was ready to, you know, step away from or not.
In February, following Sweat's sentencing, Wiley talked about programs and priorities he looked forward to returning his attention to.
I'm ready to move forward, continue with prosecution of cases that we have here in Clinton County, dealing with our heroin epidemic, which I think is one of the major issues that we have here in Clinton County and throughout the state of New York, working with the different law enforcement agencies and treatment agencies. You know, we're never going to stop the heroin addiction. We're never going to stop the trafficking in this county as long as heroin is readily available, as cheap as it is. And dealing with other cases that we have in this community, such as sexual abuse and trauma to our children.
Wiley's current 4-year term expires December 31st, 2017. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.